Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'll say this. It's a repeat of what I said at my postseason presser. We didn't sign Odell to trade him. Okay? So understand that. And that's all I need to say about that.
Okay, cool.
And that's all I need to say about that. Dave Gettleman, whatever, dude. Whatever. Here to talk football with us is Eric Edholm. He is on Twitter at Eric_Edholm. You've been reading him of late in Yahoo. The NFL writer is with us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, home of F-150s for $229 per month. Hello, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I suspected you guys might have me translate Dave Gettleman this morning and whatever he might mean.
Yeah. All right, so do it.
What the hell?
I mean, look, for me, the strangest part of what he's done, not the strangest part, but the oddest decision to go up to the NFL scouting combine and without a question being asked, unprompted, goes up there and, you know, reiterates that soundbite that you guys just played, which is, we didn't sign him to trade him. What are you guys thinking? I don't want to be asked about that. Of course, you know, people try to ask him about that. And 2 weeks later, he's a Cleveland Brown. So, you know, it's really hard to figure it out. And today's the day they paid Eli Manning $5 million to stick around. And apparently it's all part of the grand plan of Dave Gettleman. So who knows what it's going to end up being.
So his grand plan included drafted Saquon Barkley, who's he's fantastic. He's incredible to watch. He's a highlight reel. He's amazing. But they shouldn't have done it, in my opinion. And I wonder how much of this is him trying to get out from a draft pick that everybody loves but also kind of hates when you look at the future of the franchise versus trading a guy that they had become fed up with, it seems, at the very least from a front office standpoint, and Odell Beckham Jr. Like, is this playing catch-up or is this love for a guy that they'll never give up on?
Yeah, I mean, Saquon is a special talent. And I think people, you know, whenever we debate the should you have taken Sam Darnold versus, the running back debate, and it's a good debate to have. But, I mean, look, they still got a fantastic football player, even though if they had any kind of quality value on Darnold, they should have taken him. It doesn't sound like they did, and it doesn't sound like any quarterback in last year's draft not named Baker Mayfield, who went, you know, the pick four, just excited him in any way. And yet, so now they're here in this weird situation. Sure, they have two first-round picks, but do any of the quarterbacks this year who are within striking range excite them even more? I mean, I would think that last year's top prospects at that position far outweigh this year's. So you've got a couple of one-year starters. Maybe they like Drew Locke. I don't know. It just it makes no sense to me right now until we see the completed project. And may not make sense then either.
The Bengals have released Vontaze Burfict.
Yeah.
On anybody's all-time NFL list of dirty players in an era where much of that had been legislated out, that's a throwback. Is anybody picking him up?
Yeah, he'd be the captain of that team, I think. And I don't know. I mean, there are people around that team, you know, who were with the staff that was let go this offseason, Marvin Lewis's staff, et cetera, who felt like, you know, Burfict had just kind of hit a wall a little bit in his career anyway, outside of all the crazy late hits and the punishments and the penalties and the concussions and everything else, outside of his reputation that's been running strong since the Arizona State days. I mean, they almost felt like, well, the one thing you could count on before was this guy was going to play with fire, he was going to give you intensity, he was going to send a message to the other team, but you know, that may not have been the case the last couple of years. So now you have all these issues, age, you know, wear and tear, the reputation that's justly deserved as being this dirty player. It doesn't really add up to somebody that teams are going to line up to sign. I mean, maybe there's a team that has a former Bengals staffer who says, okay, I remember the Burfict of old. Let's give them this incentive thing, you know, a contract that pays them based on production or something. But Right now, honestly, I can't see it, and I wouldn't be shocked if this is kind of closer to the end than anything else.
Eric, we've seen a couple reports pop up over the last week, week and a half or so, connecting Jordan Howard trade interest in a squad or two that isn't the Bears. I kind of think, though, that because of his profile and what he was able to do last season, that the trade will happen when it happens, and we won't hear a whole lot before it does. I think that's kind of indicative of the player he is. I wonder if you've got anything, anybody speaking to you otherwise, that this is somebody that's sought after and this is somebody that can bring back something like a third-round pick, actually.
Yeah, no, I think there are enough teams around the league who run a system that would kind of favor his running style, more like the kind of, you know, downhill in-between-the-tackle style that we saw prior to Matt Nagy getting here. But, you know, it doesn't really make a ton of sense unless you get that kind of value for him. And, you know, we've seen enough devaluing of the running back position in a lot of cases, not always, but in a lot of cases, to where, you know, his low salary and everything else and diminished production, I don't know that they'll get that. So I realize that his name has now been bandied about a couple of different times in trade discussions. I know it's something they've certainly explored. But if the value isn't there, with his salary being as low as it is, I almost feel like you bring him back and make him part of this trio and then just let him walk next year. But, you know, maybe a team like the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, they've been one that's, you know, been open to trades.
But he's such a bad fit there, isn't he? I mean, if he's a bad fit here, how could he be a good fit there?
Yeah, I mean, he kind of would fit in that Jay Ajayi role a little bit, but I see what you're saying. Believe me, there's enough overlap between the two offenses to where you would say, right, if he can't do it in Chicago the way they wanted to do it, why would he be able to do it here? That's why they've been kind of pushed to the side on that list a little. So, yeah, I'd have to kind of scroll my head a little bit and think about it. Maybe if the Cleveland Browns, I don't even know, they've invested so much in that position now with Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb, probably not them. It's hard to say. Yeah, it's hard to say there's a team that makes clear, perfect sense and they would get enough in return to make it happen.
What are you hearing about the latest allegations against Tyreek Hill?
Nothing good. Nothing good. I mean, look, I probably know a little more than I can say, but nothing that I'm comfortable reporting, you know, so that's where I'm at now. But I can say that there's kind of a bad vibe coming out of Kansas City, as there should be, right? I mean, the allegations are serious enough to where that should be the response. But, you know, it sounds like there may be more to the story than what has been initially reported, that there was his child, three-year-old child, involved in an alleged incident here. You know, that he was named as one of the primaries here in this case. We know his history, you know, going back to college when he pled guilty to hitting his pregnant girlfriend at the time. It was obviously a major storyline in college football. And then again in the draft, a lot of people who didn't want the Chiefs to take him in the first place. We just had the news of Kareem Hunt's suspension. I know he's now a Cleveland Brown, but still, it resonated in Kansas City. The timing of it was absurd, and I don't know. Right now, and especially considering that there were legitimate talks about him possibly being one of the highest-paid receivers this offseason, they were going to extend him and give him a contract. You can't imagine that happening now unless he is completely, fully cleared from this thing. And even then, I mean, just the fact that he was named in this case has to give them a little bit of pause, if not a lot.
The Chiefs were proactive when it came to Kareem Hunt. They acted before the league did. Do you expect something similar?
Yeah, I mean, if anything comes down in terms of his guilt or whatever, his association in this or whatever, I would think that they've already set their own standard on this kind of thing, and they can't go back on it. You know, they've already shown that, look, we did this once. But the thing that always sort of lingers in my head, and maybe you guys disagree, I don't know, but it seemed like the Chiefs were more upset about Kareem Hunt. I can't really make that full judgment, but he lied to him about what happened. Oh, it wasn't that big a deal. Well, then the video comes out. We see what it was, and they felt betrayed. So was it that, or was it the crime that he committed that may have upset them the most? I don't know.
With Hunt, for me, too, I mean, there was video of one incident. There are also two incidents that had allegations attached to them. So that's been difficult for me to separate
three.
As well. Yeah, at least two others. If it was three, then I missed one. That seems as much a reason as they acted as the lying.
Yeah, there was a second thing. So that first one happened, what, like a year ago, February or something like that. And then there was an incident back in June, also in Ohio. supposedly, you know, or allegedly where he hit a man. You always want to be careful of these things. You never know what happened and what didn't. But that absolutely was on the NFL's radar. So they know about at least those two. And if there was a third, I'm not aware of it or I'm forgetting it. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, I think the league is going to allow the Chiefs to make a move before they announce anything on this. But I'm not expecting a positive turn on this story this week.
All right, before we let you go, I'm looking at a list of some pretty big names here. Justin Houston, Ndamukong Suh, Eric Berry, Adrian Claiborne, Randall Cobb, Ziggy Ansah, and more. Where are some of these big name veterans in the next wave of this free agency period?
Yeah, it surprised me a little bit, though, that like, Jordy Nelson sort of has some visits lined up, and you know, a team like the Patriots could get involved. So, I mean, he's getting some attention. It's been really quiet with Ndamukong Suh so far. I think they're kind of waiting to let the market, you know, settle out a little bit. Justin Houston, the word on the street was that he was asking for a lot of money right away. That may change. I mean, that may kind of limit his options there a little bit. So, you know, you expect kind of the usual suspects like the Raiders, like the Patriots, teams that like the veteran players that aren't willing to, you know, they're fine with taking on a veteran guy like that, maybe an approve it type deal. I don't know about Chicago. I had heard Houston as a possibility, you know, given the connections there. I don't know that that's going to end up making sense unless some other teams kind of bow out.
Eric, thanks as always. Appreciate it, man.
Have a great Monday. See ya.
That is Eric Edholm.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.